Here's to hoping the Easter Bunny lands a little Easter keg in your yard this year. This is the perfect pour.
Da 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 da! Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am Nick.
No Matt this week. He has a concert at his industry job. Industry. Another one. Can you believe it? And it is episode 299 of the show. The World Between Worlds show. The show that just... with Louie. Louie's going to be here. Feel like I'm hot.
Now, you're a little hot. Things are off tonight.
Off. I am sitting in Matt's seat.
Yeah.
Because it's always so long. The table's so long when it's just Nick and I that we're having to get up. And
is that really why we only have Matt to pass beer?
Yeah. Come on.
Beer passer.
He's the best. He's the best.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
He brings important news to the table.
Nick's brother. He can do that. His older brother.
I know.
He's got to give him noogies and things. Come here, kid.
I know. I better be nice to him. I need his bus truck in a couple weeks.
Ooh, yeah, you better.
It's Volkswagen season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Volkswagen season. Oh, there's seasons for Volkswagens.
Ah, yes.
Oh, it's a club. It is definitely car show season.
If you're unsure when Volkswagen season is in Fresno, it's the same time of year you see people on the patios at restaurants because that's the only time you could have good weather where you don't need air conditioning or heating.
Don't need umbrella chillers.
Yeah, no umbrella chillers, no gas heaters. Perfect weather.
Perfect weather. All the things are happening. Before the show started, we had a couple of beers. We had one from Figueroa Mountain on the central coast of California. This one was a new one to me called Point Conception IPA. I brought back from the coast out of a can, 12-ounce can, our first Figueroa Mountain cans.
I would think so. Mine, for sure.
It was a nice beer.
Yeah. A tad. It was leaning on the malt, but...
Yeah.
It came through.
Yeah.
Pulled it out.
It's nice. So we're recommending Point Conception. Figueroa Mountain. Got that at Shell Beach Liquor.
It's a long drive just for a six pack.
Yeah, right? And especially when there was no Pliny in there. Well, I was hoping for some Pliny in there, and there wasn't. And also a beer donated to the show by Exa Perro from Trogues. Lolly Hop IPA. Dry hopped with Mosaic Citra and Azaka, a double IPA. Trogues is New York or Pennsylvania. Sorry. It's a Hershey, Pennsylvania brewery. Mm-hmm. Famous Trogues. I wasn't digging that one so much. I'm not sure what was going on with that.
I wonder if the name lends any clue.
Lolly, huh?
Lolly hop.
Because it was
lollipop.
Sweet.
Maybe it's supposed to be sweet. Like candy.
And I don't like sweet. I don't like my beer sweet like that.
No.
I like stouts. I'm fine with stouts that are sweet or something like that. But
speaking of, it seems like a missed opportunity to get some Hershey's chocolate stout.
Ooh, yeah, right? I'm sure they must. Pennsylvania brewer.
Come on.
They must have some sort of Hershey collab. Or maybe Hershey is too big. Big chocolate.
Big chocolate.
Big chocolate. They can't do it.
Buyout chocolate.
So we got a new beer.
Wow.
I felt bad for Nick, so.
Sure you did.
What do we got there? It's going to be difficult to read. Not an easy label to read.
Half Acre Beer Company. What does that say? Kig Hugs? Big hugs. I'm guessing that's Big Hugs.
Big Hugs.
Imperial Stout, brewed with coffee and aged in Bourbon barrels.
Bourbon barrels.
That must be Big Hugs. The 10 years of hugs.
10 years of hugs.
And there's double-headed bear unicorn creatures with flaming balls of fire. And laser cats.
It's very fun. It's toy sort soldiers. Of a Sergeant Pepper's kind of vibe to me.
There's a Brontosaurus, I guess.
And this is, I think it's a chef Ooh. Beer, maybe. Look at that. Look Oil. At that.
Oil can. It says Chefster on the side.
Yeah. Chef Man U, the number 8. Chef Man U.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's a good beer.
I don't know if I'm just IPA rich this, you'll lately. Be able
to, you'll be able, you're going to have to use this the rest of the episode for cleansing.
Mm-hmm. Palate cleanser.
That's a good beer.
That is nice. That's Ooh. A way to start Ooh-hoo. The show.
Ooh, that's got some bite to it, too.
Louis, what's the ABV?
Louis, ABV. I have it in my head. I'm saying 8.5.
Really?
Okay. I'm not saying anything. Now I know it.
Nine, six.
12%.
Oh, jeez. Good night.
That was really off.
And we that really, was the show.
Yep. That's when Thanks we need Matt. Listening. Matt would have said, oh, 11.5.
12. No, I'm going to downgrade it to 11.5 because I don't want to be right on the money.
All right. Well, we've got, this is a start to the show, the World Between Worlds show, where just a little warm up before the big 300.
Can we keep it together?
Can we do it? So let's get into some culture. Do you have some, anything, Nick?
Please have something.
Please have some, Doctor.
All right. Well, let's go down the rabbit hole. Maybe you saw this coming. Maybe you didn't. Man, where'd that story go? Oh, well, can't find the story, but the gist of it is Ninkasi has, fill in the blank.
Been bought up?
Ninkasi, yes.
What did we talk about?
Sold out.
What did we talk about last week about them?
They were, did we overgo over this?
No, I think they were looking around or something last week, and now they're.
So they've sold. Part of or they've sold to an investment firm.
Okay.
Not a big beer company, but it's an investment kind of like the Fireman Capital of Oscar Blues.
Yeah.
So they're looking to they're hoping these guys will bring in the money without interfering in the tradition. Just
shut up and give us the money.
Ninkasi. Kind of shocked that but you know, they're one of the older breweries, so they're...
Does that still make them indie? What's the percentage on this?
I think they completely sold.
Oh, like 100%?
Yeah.
The investment group owns them now? They're just like...
Yes, because this investment firm, I can't remember the name, but they're looking to do that. They're looking to buy the class size of Ninkasi, like the medium to large size brewers, they're looking to buy these types. So I think this is their first acquisition into that.
They got to be looking hard at Modern Times then right now. Because Modern Times, we're trying to figure it out before the show. So Modern Times is asking you, the person sitting around drinking their beer, if you could be one of their investors. They're basically doing a GoFundMe for indie investment because they're at a point where they need a cash infusion to sort of pay back all the things that they've been doing, all the expansion and all that stuff.
All those R&D beers.
They're like, whoa, a lot of people need their money back on that stuff they gave us.
You never believe this. They want the money.
They want the money. And so I guess they're at a point where this would be a time where another a bigger brewery would come in and say, we've got money. We would like to have some of your brewery. Or an investment group would come in and say the same thing. And they don't, you know, they've built their brand on being 100% independent, employee owned and all that stuff. And now they're, so instead of going that route, they're first trying to go the route of having the actual drinkers invest money. So we'll see how that works out. So I think that opens up on Saturday if you want to get in on that.
All right.
I'm got there. Some cash.
Yeah, I'm going to roll over my 401k into modern times.
Got to look into our Golden God funds. See what we could do.
Here's the correct news of this. Nkasi sold a majority stake to Legacy Breweries. So they haven't totally sold out, but a majority of them are now owned by this investment company who plans on purchasing Nkasi-sized breweries in the Midwest and Eastern U.S., as well as 10 to 15 smaller breweries. So, majority stake, not completely sold out.
Yeah. Got to do it, I guess. It feels like right now nobody makes money in beer unless you're AB InBev or something. Like, everybody just loses money unless you're a small little independent brewer or you're huge. Like, all the in-between little guys just seems like a mess right now. It's like, why does anyone do it?
Damn it. Don't say things like
so that. So depressing.
Yeah. So, on brighter notes.
Okay.
One of the most interesting places to drink beer in Fresno, anyway.
Not Darktown Studios.
Besides there, Brews and Vines is coming back, which is the drinking at the library.
Oh, yeah. You get to get messed up at the library.
At the library.
Woo! These books.
So 2019.
Hey, these are books.
Hey, what's this?
I remember books.
How do you get this in my iPod?
Yeah, the Woodward Library, Northeast Fresno Library.
So this is the third year they're doing this. May 9th, they're going to have it at the Woodward Park Library once again. That's so un-Fresno.
We did it.
Had it. Like, I like it. I wish I could go. I can't go that night. But that's the old wife's birthday.
Want to go to the library for your birthday?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. That might be a great idea. She loves that place. Yeah.
She liked it when we were there.
Yeah.
You could just, you just say, I got a whole beer festival set up for you, honey. There'll be other people that we don't know there, but
wine and hors d'oeuvres too.
Yeah.
That's very Portland to me. I think that's why I'm shocked. Like, drinking in a library. Beer festival in a library.
Especially in our most conservative area of town.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be cool at the downtown library.
Yeah.
Then you could hit the ale trail once you're done there.
Then go on the ale trail. Keep the party rolling, man.
Keep it hopping.
Yeah, I guess you could go over to Sequoia after.
Yes. There is Sequoia or Bobby Salazar's in close proximity.
Yeah.
If you need to.
That Taco Bell doesn't have beer. The one over there.
Nope. Do not look for beer
nope.
at that Taco Bell. There's a Save Mart there in case you need something to go.
Yeah. I wonder how that Save Mart's beer selection is. I never go in there, so.
Wow.
No idea.
It's the fancy place.
If it's any different at all from the other Save Marts.
It's a little more rosé than the rest.
All them rosés. No, thank you.
No, thank you. If you want to support, this is interesting to me. Thanks to Rez and Tobles Raisins to Barrels.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to support small independent breweries, but you also have to buy groceries.
That's me.
You can support through Amazon Smile. You could support the Pink Boots Society. If you scroll through your, he did his Instagram story today, or Wednesday, I mean, and showed you how to do it, but you could link your Amazon account through mm-hmm. the Smile link
okay.
to Pink Boots, and every purchase you make, a portion goes to them.
Okay. Like the affiliates or affiliate account or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought that was neat. You know, people still got to buy stuff. You don't always get to buy beer. And if you Amazon shop, you could still support them.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Sometimes I have to buy like milk and stuff.
Toilet paper.
Yeah. Jeez.
Ziploc bags.
So, yep. So annoying.
I know.
It's like, this is beer. You know how many beers I can get with this?
600 feet of LED lights.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Amazon, obviously.
Well, yeah.
That's a necessity, right?
Yeah. Microphone stands.
Yeah.
Your eighth microphone stand.
That weird adapter that goes from PC to eighth inch input.
Uh-huh. Other things you don't want to, you're too embarrassed to go into a drugstore to buy. It's sent to you.
All your athlete's foot.
Only your mailman knows. Like, geez, dude. You need a hand on that athlete's foot.
Fix that, man.
You need to go see somebody. I'm fine, okay? I'm fine.
For my dog. See my dog here.
Veterinarian said I should get that for him. His ears. Yeah. So, you just keep going. Go deliver some shit.
Ooh.
All right, well.
What's going on here?
I can't just have a stout.
Yes, you can. You can. Ooh. Oh, Gusher.
You're
getting gushy.
I love gold.
That was a soft opening. Whoa, jeez. It's all over my pants.
Louis is going to help.
Louis is good.
I'll get that. Like,
whoa, that's not cracker.
Hey.
Wow. It's
a good thing I don't have pants. You'd spill on them too.
That is active beer. This is from, I just came back from the Central Coast, and this is called the Friend Zone West Coast IPA.
Holy shit.
A collab beer between Central Coast Brewing and Wild Fields Brewhouse in Atascadero, Central Coast in San Luis Obispo, and right next door, or, well, not next door, a little down the road in Atascadero.
Atascadero.
A collab.
I do believe Matt is now sad he missed out.
Uh-huh.
Because I believe this was his looking out for last week.
I may have one for him.
Damn it. Why you gotta say things like that? We're building suspense, bro. Ooh. I will steal all this aroma.
That's good aroma. Oh, wow.
You're watering down my stout?
This is better than it was in the tasting room.
Oh, you previewed this beer.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah, I saw all of it.
Mm. Would beer trailers help you decide what beer to enjoy?
That's like a taster then, right?
Yeah, but you don't taste it. You just watch the video.
Just watch them.
You watch a video representation of what the beer tastes like.
Okay. That would help. We could have universal signs for what something is, for dry, hoppy, no malt.
Then you could have different director's cuts. You have like the J.J. Abrams trailer cut.
Lots of lens flares.
And then you could have the M. Night Shyamalan.
A twist.
And then the Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Francis Ford Coppola.
Well, Matt's missing out.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Good show beer so far. Good
show beers.
Stout and West Coast.
We're hooking.
Going good. Other stuff?
A couple more. I didn't want to put this in looking out for, Maybe this is a reco for you.
Okay.
Hoofhearted is bringing back the Everybody Wants Some.
Everybody Wants Some.
Series, and this time it's Everybody Wants Some Simcoe.
Simcoe
too? Are you on board?
Oh, it's different than, because I've been seeing it out there, and it's because that Everybody Wants Some that had the yellow can before. Uh-huh. And this batch that's come around now, it's had the red can. And like people like our good friend Paul was like, hey, you seen this? And I'm like, yeah, I've had it. Of course, Van Halen reference and Better Off Dead reference. And yeah, of course I've had it. But it's a red can. I was like, oh, they just changed the can color.
Yeah.
But you're telling me.
It's trying to trick us.
They're telling me it's a single hop?
It's possibly. Where did I see that? Oh, that was Brewbound, I think, was teasing.
It's alive.
It's alive.
Famous scene in the John Cusack movie, Better Off Dead, when he's just a youngin' back in the 80s, and he's a fry cook cooking burgers, and he does this sort of Frankenstein. It's just sort of this dream sequence, Frankenstein monster scene where he's like, and the burgers come to life, and they play Everybody Wants Some from Van Halen.
Yes.
It's great.
That sounds awesome.
And this is what the cans are in reference to, the labels. I got one up here in my music shelf.
The music shelf. It made it to the special side, not the beer side.
Nope. What? So now I haven't been worried about, but it's in town. In Fresno, there's a couple of the places like the MGAs had it. I think maybe Shell as well. And they've had a couple other ones. So I don't understand how they're getting a Chicago. I think that's a Chicago beer. If I know my brewery geography properly. So I don't understand how we were getting it here. Oh, there's some sort of hoofhearted connection.
That is
interesting. It's in town.
It's happening. You can get it here. Yeah.
Well, now I have to get it. Now I have to pay special attention to get it. Now it's a variant.
Start hunting all the outskirt variants.
I gotta get all the variants.
All the variants. Deep Ellum Brewing is releasing a deep summer ale. What the hell's a deep summer?
Yeah, especially when it's not even summer yet.
I don't know, but they're going to do it. Finally, Paste Magazine says 7 spring beers to celebrate. And this is weird to me, not in that there's a spring beer season, but half of these beers for the springtime have cherry or passion fruit. Seem to be the two... noticeable trends in beers right now. Maybe they just picked all these because of the similarities, but you have passion fruit sour ale from Breakside, cherry blossom lager.
That might be interesting.
Old Dominion Brewing in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oliver Brewing Company is doing cherry blossom, cherry wheat ale. Here's one that's a throwback, Ithaca's Flower Power.
Ooh, that was a famous beer for us. That was like, I think that might have been XL, one of the first thing that XL ever sent us, I feel like. And it was like the first time we were impressed by an East Coast IPA. We're like, whoa,
what is this?
Wow, the East Coast knows how to make IPA?
I think we had it a second time and we're disappointed.
Yeah, we were disappointed the second time. But that first time we had it was like, oh, wow, this is maybe the best East Coast IPA I've ever had.
So I don't know about this cherry and passion fruit trend.
Passion fruit, no, down with it. Cherry, I might be okay with it. But
yeah, longer than it tastes like a bottle of medicine.
Nope. Hard pass.
Nope.
Soft pass.
Soft. Nah. So if it landed in the ice chest after a party, yeah, you'd be like,
oh, yeah. If everything, I've gone through all the good stuff. I'm like, oh, I don't have this. It's still got alcohol in it.
Need booze, not done drinking.
Not done drinking. Who's going on a booze run? Who's going to get an Uber to go get beer?
Got any more than beers?
What else? Other stuff?
That is my stuff.
That's your stuff. Yeah, spring beers. Speaking of, there's no real feel around beers around Easter. There's like...
That seems like a missed opportunity.
There's no like... With all the candy beers and breakfast cereal beers. Right? Huh? That'd be a good one. I mean, I was lamenting about how there isn't a... Cabaret egg beer. Nobody has a cabaret egg beer right now. But there's no, like, you don't think, like, oh, there's no variety packs geared for Easter, really.
Being that I'm secular, I guess, is that a big barbecue holiday?
No, it can be.
Can be.
It's like, it's a weird one because it's not like, Christmas is, or Thanksgiving is turkey, and Christmas is usually ham.
Mm-hmm.
And so Easter is just sort of like, it's not turkey. Yeah, Easter just sort of, for us, is just kind of any, like, whatever you think, like tri-tip or. Yeah.
Isn't Easter when the Catholics get to eat meat again?
Yes. Your Good Friday is when you don't eat, you know, for you've been giving up for Lent, and Good Friday you only eat fish on anyway, but and then you get to start eating again. I mean, wrong. Eating. Again. You get to start eating real stuff again. Yeah, but I'm just like, there isn't a definitive. I guess it's just spring beers. IPA. It's an IPA holiday, bro.
Not session. It's not the beginning the of session season.
Yeah, I guess so.
But that'd be a good start. Ease your way back into it after giving up beer for.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you celebrate? Well, you know, what kind of beers do you have from a guy coming back from the dead? You're just like, whoa. What beer is appropriate for this? I'm like, yeah, we gotta get a whiskey for this, man. This guy was dead. Yeah. Hey, what's up, bros? Fooled you. Told you I was the son of God, son of bitches. Yeah.
Give me that 805. I'll turn it into a hazy.
I'll turn 805s into hazies. Whoa! It is Jesus. Only Jesus could do that. Turn that 805 into a stout.
Ooh, man, now we're talking.
More friend zone.
More friend zone.
Friend zone.
I guess I'll have some more of the stout then.
Oh, if fine.
We're playing like that.
So let's give so we're in the World Between Worlds show. The throwaway episode. No one will remember this.
Nope.
This is why I can say all this blasphemous stuff right now, because no one's going to remember. I mean, no, Jesus will remember when I die. He's like, hey, bro, come here. We got to talk. You know that episode 299? What? The World Between Worlds show, Jesus? Yeah. He said some pretty messed up stuff. You didn't know what you're talking about. He said some messed up stuff about me. Now here we are. What are we going to do? Like, I don't know, Jesus. You want a beer? I brought some freshies. Brought some crowlers.
Yes.
He's like, all right.
Cadbury.
Beers. We can have a talk. So, episode 300. Friend us on the Skype. If you're like, I want to call in. I want to see what happens. Our Skype handle is, the network's Skype handle is, dorktown.podcast. So if you're looking for us, that's our Skype name, dorktown.podcast. And so between on the West Coast time, between 10 p.m. Wednesday,
The 300 episode?
Mm-hmm.
Will be the 24th.
No. So, well, yeah. Well, that's when we're recording.
That's when we're recording.
April 24th.
The 26th is technically the release date.
Okay. So April 24th, the Wednesday night, the 24th on the West Coast between 10 p.m. and probably 11:30 max, we'll have the Skype line on. We'll just see what happens. Dorktown.podcast is the name. And then we'll have a live feed as well, live chat. But I'm not sure if we should just have it for the Golden Gods or if it should just be for everybody. So just keep an eye out for that on the social media. So in case that happens, I got a feeling that we probably, because Patreon has a service you can use for live feeds that just go to the patrons. Or we could use our YouTube channel and just send out a private link to the patrons. Or we could just use the YouTube channel and just send the link out to everybody through our social media. So
everybody.
Either be subscribed to us on YouTube, just to be sure. Search the for the Perfect Pour channel on YouTube. Or if you're a Golden God, you'll get it. Don't worry. I'm just still not sure whether we should just open it up to everyone or not, but we'll have the Skype line going, so what more do you want? So there you go. Episode 300 next week. And then for your voicemail assignments. Oh, see. Let's check the first one.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I here? Am I on?
You're on. You're on the air, sir.
So there's a pothole on 7th Street.
This is a beer show, sir.
Oh, okay. What kind of beer should I drink next to the pothole on 7th Street?
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, what's a sitting around waiting for potholes to get filled beer? Yeah, you got to have something light. You don't want to go heavy. You don't want to get too messed up. Just get a Sierra.
It's a rather big pothole.
Ooh, yeah. You don't want to go heavy then. You want to be there. You're going to be there a while. Just get a light beer. Ultras.
A lot of ultras.
Dry hopped ultras, though.
What about there's a tree branch that fell next to the pothole.
Tree removal beer? Again, you don't want to be heavy. You know what? Just screw it. Just get messed up. Triple IPAs.
Oh, okay. Oh, I fell in the pothole. Can you call somebody for me?
Yeah, we'll get right on that. Thanks for calling. That's what it's going to be like next week, all week. Dun, 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 dun.
May or may not be a good idea right now.
I love gold.
Oh, man. This one's from another chef beer donated to the show from Hop Butcher. It's dun dun dun. It's a double IPA with Amarillo, Citra, and Galaxy Hop. It's tasty notes of white peach, orange blossom, and Moscow tropical fruit.
No, man, I should have read that label first.
Musky tropical fruit.
Musky. Is that the old crap they couldn't sell at the farmer's market?
Yep. There.
That was a healthy pour.
Going around the table from left to right for podcast. Oh. So everyone's ready for next week. number 300, where you take over the show. We just sit back and try to control it. I don't know. Or maybe nobody will call.
And or make sure it gets recorded.
We'll see what happens. Always follow perfectpoorpod.com if you want to stay up to date and all the things. And so we're having this hoppature.
Hoppature.
Well, let me cleanse. Cleansing cracker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I stole some aroma already.
Hmm.
You know, all those words you said, this is not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's still pretty sweet.
A little bit of a pineapple pizza flavor.
Mm-hmm. Some tropical in there.
A little bit of that soapiness. Kind of harsh on the bubbles, but not bad.
Yeah. Hmm. This is a nice beer.
Nice beer. Nice.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. Good one, Chip. We're all good? Doing good?
So far, so good. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive?
Yes, it is episode 299, but there are still people still contacted us, believe it or not, to do stuff. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Poor and the Dorktown Network. And you can also email us perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com and record something on your phone and just send that file to us. Into our inbox right there. And that's all you got to do. One of those two things. I would think that would be especially useful if you're from overseas and you want to send something. That would be probably the easiest way to go.
Well, that's weird that you brought that up. Why?
Oh.
Why would you bring that up?
I wasn't setting up for anything there. but it's good. Good.
Nice little segue.
Good thought.
Boy, I found that fuck. Zach out here. Fucking kick his ass. That goddamn berserker. Fucking motherfuckers. Oh, fucking kick his ass. Where's he at? Fuck berserker.
I don't know. I mean, yes, it's a continuation of the berserker voicemails, the clerk's character. But that, well, I just went nowhere. Let's just go ahead and figure out the rest of that.
Door to the house, and I can't find it anywhere. Yeah. Well, it's gone now. What do you mean it's not here? God damn it. What the fuck? It's not there? All right. Well, I got to go find these guys. All right.
I don't know.
He's just going for a record on that one.
He's just going for F-bomb records.
F-bomb records.
Makes no sense to anything, but well, I don't know. We'll see if that gets on the air or not. Come on, man. Be better. Our voicemails are better than that. Louis. That's Louis hitting the crawlers section. With his tail.
No clue what's going on.
I don't know anything.
Somebody should stop that noise.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm parking.
Oh, thank goodness.
This is Paul from Fairfax with a Moonraker parking lot report.
What?
Whoa.
He can do that?
I'm Moonraker. I'm here to pick up some beer for Beercraft. I'm very fortunate to have these guys who are, you know, kick and work my way whenever I get into town because I don't know what I would do. So I pour beers some nights of the week. I go on these runs. I go to Cellar Maker and Santa Adarius and Alvarado Street and all the hot shot breweries. And I know Moonraker is one of the hottest shottest breweries in California right now. Everybody seems to love them.
Good.
And yeah, so that's it. I can't tell you much else. It's the weather here in Auburn is quite pleasant. Everything is green and lovely, and it is spring, after all. All right, guys, I think that's it. Moonraker, cheers. Keep up the good work. Keep it clear. They don't keep it clear here at Moonraker, I'll tell you that
much. Damn it. Get out, Paul. Get out. Paul, leave now. Run. Run no. Far, far away.
Right, the Paul for that Moonraker report. Sacramento area's Moonraker. They make a good beer. And there is one place, if you're local, that I know has Moonraker on a regular, and that's the Valero on 16 and 99 in Madera, where the Farnese, the old school Farnese's, is. I mentioned it last week. I mentioned it before. But they will get that's kind of a weird place, but they will get moon. There is usually at least one Moonraker beer in there. So if you're ever looking for them. And those are our traditional voicemails. Do we have? Let me make sure there's not one more of those. Yeah, that would be it. And now we can email, go to the email stuff. PerfectReportPodcast@gmail.com. It always sounds great, and it's super fun.
Hey, guys. Binge Clark here with another field report. This time, I'm in Osaka, Japan. Left the hustle bustle of Tokyo behind. Got on the bullet train a couple hours. And at 200 miles an hour, you wind up in Osaka, a foodie city for sure.
They're the Olympics there.
But they're really into French food here.
French.
And so when I have found at these restaurants that we get taken to in the evening, when they have craft beer on tap, on hand, it's their saisons.
Oh man.
Which, you know, I like a good saison now and again.
Poor binge.
So that's kind of how it's been. But I did get out on my own to a tempura type place, and they had a hoppy lager from a brewery in Yokohama called Spring Valley, and the beer was called 496, and it's really fantastic. And I don't know if it was just like I was just starving for hops, because I've had like a week plus of just light lagers and saisons. it was really good. And I've seen their sign like around some other places now that I recognize it. So so it must be like fairly popular, at least in this part of Japan. Spring Valley would be a looking out for if you're headed this direction for sure. I don't know if they're in Tokyo or not. But Yokohama, Osaka, Kyoto, that kind of region, at least I'd say that they're at least there for sure. I have seen a few more American beers here. I've seen Budweiser maybe a couple times. Not very much. I actually see Brooklyn beer more regularly. I've seen a Rogue sign or two, but I haven't seen any actual beer handles or anything. And I think I've seen a Stone sign or two, maybe. So that's been about it. I did see, I don't think I made this into my Tokyo report, that Anton B, amazing place, amazing. But around the corner was a brew dog.
What?
Brew dog. Line of.
We're around the corner.
It's ready to get in. So, Lion Fest at the Brew Dogs. Anyway, that's it from me. You guys keep up the good work, and we'll talk more soon.
Bye. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks, Benj, for those Japan reports.
Wow.
Look at us with our Japan reports. Important. some good recos, Japan recos. And we'll go with the final voicemail of the week. We also have one other thing, but it's our final voicemail.
Perfect Pour Podcast.
Oh.
It's Matt.
Huh. Hey. Beard of Brewer, this guy sounds handsome.
You can find me on social media. Hope you guys are doing well. Casey Donahue's on the stage. I know you guys are excited.
I see Donahue.
I think I solidified going to see Sammy on Monday.
Ooh.
Mr. Hagar. I've been brushing up on my Van Halen all day. A few things I've been drinking. Made it over to
Tap. How do I know when it's love?
They had some New Glory beers. Fantastic. Finishing all sorts of things at the homestead. Some Veal and Dank. Some Dublin Blues. Momentary Lapse in Judgment. That was the Alvarado collab. And then I had a crowler of Sneaky Sneaky from Great Change. That was a hybrid between a pale ale and IPA. You don't know. It's cool. Cheers out to Gumby.
That sounds sneaky.
He's my new untapped friend. He's nobody from nowhere. Awesome handle. Anyways, I'm going to get back to it.
Get back
I'll
to
be
work.
Listening in to see if you guys talk about me.
Oh yeah,
and keep up the good work.
Nope, no get words. Ba, 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 ba. About the Beard Brewer. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Wait, should we have tangented him now?
Yeah, we couldn't do it. He is too leaving. You know, too solid of a right, effort there.
Just to make him feel like he's part of the show.
He's like, it's not really part of the show, so you're not going to tangent me.
That's how you know.
That's how you know. All right, well, that was all the voicemails, but we do have something still. Buttholes are pretty unique. Buttholes
are pretty unique. No two are alike. Oh, okay. They always do their job. Sure this isn't Dork Town?
No. I'm sure.
Yeah, no, that's Dork Town.
No, it's referencing what we were talking about last week. Or a week before.
The perfect poo?
Yeah. This is very upbeat.
It's too happy.
I'm having a happy poo.
Wow. Welcome to the perfect poo.
Yeah. We were talking about...
Yeah, we went off the deep end on last week.
Talking about having a poop podcast. Mm-hmm. So Paul was like, all right, here you go. Here are two versions for two songs for you guys on your poop podcast.
Well, then.
New one from Paul. Last night I had a beautiful dream.
Sitting on the toilet for an hour. Wow, an hour.
Woo. It's getting numb.
A little numb. So battery's dying.
Well, maybe you got a plug-in charger right there. Afterwards I took a
hot shower. Yeah, clean things up. But I could tell
something was missing. Wow. Yes, I could tell something was wrong. This is building to a good chorus, I could tell. I was pooping in my dreams. When I woke up, it seemed. This is the closing song for the poop show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was pooping in my dreams. But when I woke up, it seemed wasn't only in my head. It was all over my bed. Oh, no.
I feel like that Scotty. Ended poorly. I feel like Scotty. This is the greatest moment of Scotty V's listening career right now. Just like this is the best time I've ever had, Chief.
He's not gonna finish the podcast. He's going to stop right here and call in.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to call in now, Jeep. I don't care.
Finish the show look yet. At
that. So there was our opening song and our closing song for our new poop podcast. All thanks, right. Paul, for that. I think we'll be singing that in our heads for a long time to come.
That sounds amazing.
Sounds amazing. Thank you, everyone that donated their time to the show.
Yes.
To the World Between Worlds episode. The one, the episode that only hardcore listeners will remember one day. Like, I listened to that to episode 299. You guys thought you were just going to try to phone it in, get out of there. I listened to it. I don't think I didn't. I heard the debut of the poop show theme music, so don't think I didn't listen.
So this is not the greatest podcast in the world. This is just a tribute.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And for those of you not writing two songs and emailing those in, guess what? Got some work to do.
Yeah, come on. You got to step up your
two
game.
Two song minimum.
Paul has two completely different separate songs for the poop show. He just came up with that in a week.
But can you get pulled over for writing songs and driving?
I don't know. Hey, guys, I'm writing
keyboarding.
Songs.
Keyboarding. I'm keyboarding and driving. It's not texting and driving.
Nope. No one says you can't do that. Beers get released every week. All kinds of beers.
Too many
beers. You can't keep up with them. If you got a good bottle shop, you're just like, I can't keep up with you. Good bottle shop.
Yep. Hey, I'm here
I
for
don't
the,
make enough money for this.
I'm here
hobby.
For the. Oh, we just sold out.
Modern Times sold out. Never mind. All right. Beers get released. We look out for them. Do you have any beers to look out for, Nick?
Yes, I am looking out for this, and I'm also looking out for you guys to look out for this.
Okay.
Beechwood Brewing's LBC IPA.
Oh, I'll agree with
in
this.
In 12-ounce cans, a tribute to their hometown.
Yeah, Long Beach Compton.
West Coast-style IPA from Beechwood.
Me too. I'll look out for that as well.
Look out for that, please.
Beechwood doing a West Coast style tribute to Long Beach. Lakewood.
Oh, really? Good. Okay.
Yeah. What else?
That is all, my friend.
That's all to look out for. We're looking out for episode 300. Zach's Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing things about this Slap of the Hops, man.
Slap of the Hops, man.
Been hearing good things.
Did you go over Matt, the set list?
Bearded Brewer 87 says it's good.
Damn it.
Give it a 4.75 on tap.
Oh, man. The one week I don't go to Zach's.
So I'm looking out for that. I think I might go there.
There you go.
Tomorrow or Friday.
Have a get it.
Have a get it. Oh, and then keeping it local here. I'm looking because Fire Dog Brewing did this.
Okay.
Made it look good. Took Tioga Sequoia's piece of cake stout, pastry stout, and paired it with a Hostess Devil's Food Zingers. So he took a
instant
Tioga's
diabetes
piece of cake and then he ate some Zingers, Devil's Food Zingers with that.
Wow.
That's a lot of sweetness.
Did he find both of those in the same place?
I don't know. He's in the Long Beach area.
That's
so
what I'm wondering. Where do you find cake from Tioga? And then where do you find the Zingers?
I don't know. Maybe you got a hook up with Scotty B.
And then there's only two Zingers
by
per
the
package.
Way, if you want a beer sent to you from Fresno, maybe try Scotty B. Don't try B. I'm a bad person to ask.
Are you getting requests?
Hey, bro. Remember you want to trade? I'm like, no, not really. I got this beer you're saying you're looking out for. Yeah, it's all right.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. That means I got to go down there and like put stuff in a box. It's a whole thing. Can't do it.
It's hard.
So you gotta find somebody better in Fresno than me. From Wild Barrel, some it's Southern California somewhere down there.
Yeah.
Wild Barrel. Cloudzilla.
Oh, dang.
Hazy IPA. Just because of the name. This is a name by
Cloudzilla.
Cloudzilla. I like it. For an hazy IPA name, it's good. It's got a Zakan mosaic. It's got mosaic in it.
So. There you go. Could or could not go well.
Only that's time true. Will tell. Somehow Trogues messed up with mosaic beer. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some things to look out for, as well as episode 300 of the show. Could be it could be completely insane, or it could be just boring
as this.
Oh, this is great. People are gonna remember this episode.
Listen to us 1.5.
Everyone's gonna
0.5 speed. Half speed.
Everyone's gonna remember episode 299 nice. Forever. Forever. What's been going on this past week of drinking beers? This is Matt already on his voicemail. It revealed some Matt. Big hot stuff. Matt, what do you got? No, no, no. We already did you, Matt.
Heard
Nick.
It. Had
heard
it.
Nick, what have you been drinking this week? On, make sure to friend Matt on Untappd, Bearded Brewer 87. Nick is the Nick 80.
Yes, sir.
If I was following you this week on Untappd, what would I have seen?
It was a Sierra Nevada week of Ooh. Weeks.
It's not a bad week.
I found Hop Hunter IPA
mm-hmm.
at, I believe, Whole Foods. And it was a few months old, but, you know, within the
window
within
still.
The window. That was nice. Mixed in a few narwhals left over from last fall. And at our Volkswagen meeting at Popolo's on Wednesday, I had the Brute IPAs on draft over there.
Oh, all right. How's that on draft? I'm not sure if
it was nice. Little pricey, but...
Really? Nice. They're just like, oh, we got to charge them. Yeah. Money for these
Maybe
brutes.
That's what it is.
Pablo's like, oh, we should charge money, right?
Ka-ching. Yeah, $8 a pint for that beer.
Ooh, that is kind of... That's once you go past seven...
you start to question everything.
You're just like, what's going on? How much alcohol is there? Is there enough alcohol in this to justify being above $7? Because that seems like the plateau.
That's where you draw the line.
$7 is like, all right, as far as I'll go for a pint.
Done.
But, hey, $8.
Yeah, I agree.
Sometimes you got to do it.
I still live in the days where a six-pack cost $6.
Yeah.
That was nice times.
You're going to never get over that.
That was the premium stuff.
Yeah, that was good.
Not no generic.
Beer.
I'll take some of the beer.
Ralph's generic brand was all
just beer.
I'm pretty sure it was, but it was like the most generic. It was like one color bar underneath.
Oh, wow.
It was like a light blue color, and then it would just say whatever that product was. So for beer, it would just say beer, and then this be this light blue color bar underneath, and that would be the label.
Water included.
Yep, water. Yeast, hoppy stuff. Probably not hoppy stuff. What else? Were you drinking?
That was it.
That was it.
Oh, and I did have a second 420 bomber.
Oh.
Just to make sure I like it.
So it's good?
It's good.
The Stones 420 is good.
I would not wait much longer than 420.
Yeah. Yeah. 421, don't do it. For various reasons. Mm-hmm. Mostly because it would suck.
For you.
For you. All right. So I had an active week. It was spring break, so.
Yeah, I got the heck out of town.
Yeah, I got out of town. I don't do that very often. Not a big out of town guy, but we did go to the Central Coast for a couple days. Unfortunately, didn't run into our bestest buddy in the world on the Central Coast. Because I can't plan anything. Tony Bags. Oh, no. So I couldn't plan on like, hey, Tony Bags, let's be here at this time. Meet us there.
Yeah.
Because I know vaguely what we're doing, but also I can't because I was with my family. So when it's family time, I can't just be like, I'm going to go do this, honey.
Yeah, and I'll see you guys a little later.
I'll see you. So it was very like, yeah, I could. We did stop at Central. The first place we stopped was at Central Coast in San Luis Obispo, which would be a great place to meet Tony Bags. But I really wasn't sure we were going to do that. It was like, I wasn't sure until we walked in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, now I'm here.
Now this is working.
So then I started tagging Tony Bags just to be like, oh, maybe if he's down the street.
Wow, he'll take notice.
He could show up, but I don't think he was. So he did take notice, but he must not have been right in the area. Because I was envisioning like he'd just be like, I'm here. Like, I saw you tag me. I'm here.
The planning inventory went up as soon as you left.
Yeah. So it had a nice little lunch session at Central Coast because they got food there at the new Central Coast.
The new ones who got food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Higuera Street, whatever you San Luis Obispo people call it. Higueroa, Higuera.
The world between worlds.
World between worlds. It's right off the 101. It's real close to 101. Nice location.
Yeah.
Especially if you're staying at the Madonna Inn, so across the freeway. There you go. You could walk to it if you wanted to.
Oh, that's cool.
If you're at the Madonna Inn, it's, you know, it'd be a little bit of a walk, but it's still walkable. And they got good food, good solid brewery food. And
it's everywhere down there.
My only complaint is at Central Coast is that so they have the food side and the beer side are sort of separate. You're in the same building.
Yeah.
But you got to order your food differently.
Okay. They still do that where you go to the little walk-up window right. And order.
Yeah. You got to go up the walk up and order, and then they bring your food over there, and then the beer you do whole separately.
Weird.
And they only had, so we're there during the afternoon, during the week, and they only have one person working in the whole brewery section.
Yeah, it's not a tiny place.
So it's a big place. And so once one person orders crowlers, then it just completely mucks up the whole system and everybody's waiting for a while to get beer. So I would like to propose that Central Coast gets at least two people working in the brewery section, maybe.
There you go. Relieve some pressure.
Yeah, because the people working there are working as hard as they can. There's just like, but they're a little understaffed there, but that's fine. You got to, you know, you're a small family business, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's a cool place. I highly recommend that would be if you're going to only stop in one place in San Luis Obispo.
That's where you go.
You go that. And number two would be Libertine.
Oh, yes.
But so Libertine's like, you know, a whole mile deeper in. That's just too far for me. I'm just like, I need to get right there by the freeway. Like if it was on the freeway. That would be better.
In case the call comes in, you got to leave the country. What's going on here?
I don't know. I just can't. I can't venture off the. You know, you're in a road trip. You're just like, I can't go. Like, that's a mile off the freeway. I can't go that far. Jeez, I got to get back on the road.
So if you could see the sign, then you're okay.
Right.
But if you can't see the sign,
If it's got a sign, you can see it from the highway. Otherwise, don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's not worth it.
Noted.
What did I have there? Let's get to it. Get to the nitty gritty. The beers. It's all anyone cares about, as they should. Monterey Street, obviously.
Ooh.
Tasted good. Yes,
that's a good one.
Solid. I had the friend zone. I needed to taste it before I started fucking making bunches of purchases. And that was all I could do there because I was driving.
Oh, boy.
And I got some crowlers and some cans. And then the one I was, we stayed in Shell Beach, Pismo Beach, whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing. At the cliffs, the Marisol at the cliffs. I had a Chief Peak IPA from Topa Topa Brewing Company.
That's a
Southern California's Topa Topa. Not a bad beer. Pretty good beer. I was very fortunate. They had Monterey Street on tap at my hotel.
Damn. Oh, what? Yeah,
I felt pretty important.
Like, what's the kegerator situation like? Is it in the wall?
I don't know. Magic
beer?
Yeah. I was hoping for a Magic Pliny keg, cause since Tony Bags is wandering the area, but
you drink it at $20 a bottle.
I'll take Monterey Street any old day.
Dang.
And I had a 21st anniversary from Central Coast because I bought it. They had cans of that. It's a triple IPA. Had that on my watching the ocean from my balcony in my hotel room.
That sounds terrible.
It was a horrible experience.
Worst day ever.
Overlooking the pool. Overlooking the ocean, watching the ocean with the triple IPA from Central Coast. It was a terrible, terrible night.
That sounds ridiculous.
And then we went to, and Pismo went to the boardroom.
Oh, okay.
If you ever go to Pismo, you always got to go to the boardroom.
Yes.
They had a Silva on tap. So I didn't even know what style, what anything it was. I was just like, give me the Silva. And it happened to be a double IPA
called
Yakima Express. It was very excellent. I'm recommending that. In the boardroom, it's a cool place. It's a craft beer bar.
Yeah.
And I put craft in quotes because they have lots of maybe they just did a Ballast Point tap takeover, but there was like five Ballast Points. Just like this.
So they don't care. They just...
No.
They're going to put it out there.
Yeah, they're just like, whatever's going to make us money, craft beer bar.
Oh, imagine that. Yeah. You're a business owner and you want to make money.
But I guess, because it's just a shit ton of Ballast Point. And then they had a St. Archer on town. Like,
what?
Who the hell has St. Archer on tap anymore? I was like, wow.
That one's weird because did they sell out and... Cut off distribution.
I know it's like there would seem like they're everywhere, and then they sold out, and then you didn't see them anymore.
Just Nut the Valley.
They're just like they got bought out to not be sold anywhere. But I was just like, wow,
exclusive, right?
Is that St. Archer keg like 4 years old or
yeah?
What's going on there?
Ah, it tastes just like my 40th birthday. It's amazing.
But yeah, if you're in Pismo, you got to go to the boardroom. It was a Monday, so I guess I would expect this, but we were just in a mode of, we'd already been going for a good amount of time for the day, so producer Becky and I are both there just like, we need a beer. And it was like, open up boardroom, and it was like 12-something, and it wasn't open. We're like, what the fuck? And we're like, fuck, now we got to figure out what we're going to do for the next hour and a half. And
Meanwhile, this is taking like 10 seconds to go through your head.
Yeah, basically I had to go to the beach with my daughter for an hour and a half.
Man.
So we basically were just waiting for the boardroom to open up. Otherwise, we're going to leave. We're just like, we're done with Pismo for the day, except for boardroom. We had to wait till 2:00. It's ridiculous. Later that night, we went to sushi.
Ooh.
Kanpai sushi.
Oh, boy.
Had a Hitachino.
What?
Nest Wild White Ale.
Do you have any idea what you're saying?
Hitachino. I guess from Gucci Brewery. I guess Gucci is indie. They make some beer. You'll see them. You'd recognize their labeling because you'll just see them out there once in a while.
Oh, boy.
And so I'm pretty sure they're indie, but I don't know. It's okay beer. It's for sushi. I mean, for sushi, I would take it any day, but they don't even have it in most of the places here.
So you'd rather sit there and have it with Have a fresh sushi beer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a Zindi, I think. And usually I have a Yoshino. Not Yoshino. Yoshino is a restaurant. But a Kirin. Usually I have a Kirin. And so this. Then there was a Koedo beer.
Oh, boy.
It was like a sweet potato beer.
What?
I don't know.
That's weird.
It was actually pretty good. It was kind of like a brown.
Okay. That makes sense.
It kind of worked. And it was like, I actually enjoyed it better than I would a brown.
Oh, man.
And I had a Hoppy Poppy IPA from Figueroa Mountain.
Oh, nice.
Those are the beers I had.
Does that have that sweet oil that poppy seeds have?
I don't know. It's kind of a sweet IPA. So. Oh, okay. Sounds like it.
No adjuncts.
I hadn't had it for quite a while. I remember Hoppy Poppy being like a really good beer.
Yes.
Back in the day before all the dry West Coast IPAs took over.
Thanks. Yeah, Peeves used to have that one all the time. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been caught drinking. Dorktown on Untappd or search Mikey Topor. Both of those will get you where you need to go. That's what's going on.
Cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some
kind of scared right now. I'm all by myself. I'm not sure what's happening. Louie's here.
Louie's eating crackers.
Oh, he's picking up the crumbs.
Yeah,
that was the longest 2 minutes of my life.
Louie, do you have anything to say, Louie? Louie. Nope. Nick puts the mic to him and then he says, nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to entertain you assholes.
All that for nothing. All that noise. Ooh, it's official.
I love gold.
There it is. Now I can drink. Mm-hmm. Do not drink before the Isle of Gold. Please refrain from any Isle of Golding until
this after. Is a beer from XL Barrel out there in Buffalo, New York. It's called Official from Bell's Brewing. Sorry, it's a hazy.
Are you, though?
Yeah. Sorry, Nick.
Somehow I don't think you are.
Ooh. Going on the table from left to right.
And we're spilling.
So much hazy. Can't get away from it. Does seem like West Coast is making slight comeback, though.
Thank goodness. I am very happy about that.
Cheers. Cheers to our golden gods every week, man. Big cheers. Golden gods are a special group of listeners. These guys give us money every month. It's $5 or more every month.
What?
Patreon.com/perfectpour. And for that, our appreciation, you get a little bit of extra stuff. Bonus listening.
Bonus features.
The tailgate, which is us before the show, and then just whatever extra little things we can figure out to do. Like, for instance, the Pour'em on Facebook. There's a private group on Facebook of just Golden yes. Gods and some other select individuals and all those things. So if you're just like, I'm cool. If you have the means... You're like, yeah, I don't need $5. You're like, man, I wish I could have $5 less a month.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, Everything's cool except for just like, I feel like I make just about $5 more than I need. Then we're here for you. We'll help you out. We'll take that $5 from you and give you more things to listen to. So thank you guys. Big cheers to our golden gods. What do you think of this official?
It's not bad. It's a little sweet.
I don't think it's that hazy.
It's not very hazy at all. And it look how much darker it is than the last IPA we had. The was it hot?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
It's hell healthy.
Huh. It's pretty good.
Should have been a stout. Maybe something got messed up. Maybe they meant to brew a stout.
Should have been a stout. IPA. That sounds like a beer name right there.
Should have been a stout.
Also, cheers to Ant Z, Mark Barbs, Big Game J21, Raider Fan 34, which is R, the number 8, Ant. R. FAN 34. Hoppy _ people.
Okay.
Yeah, they're locals.
Nice.
Just a beer girl and a beer.
Nice.
Raisins to barrels. Risen to booze. And then everybody that shares the show with their friends on their own social media, you know, puts us out there on their social media. If you add us on, say, Twitter, we're definitely going to retweet that. So.
There you go.
For the very least, that's something. And anyone that wants to rate us on iTunes or their preferred podcast listing, give us a good rating and leave some sort of review. You know, we'll eventually get around to reading it on the show.
No, nice.
So thank you, everyone. That does that for us. So we appreciate it. Appreciate all listeners of the show. And next week, it's going to be all
300.
We're going to try and all 300 listeners are going to be on the show at once.
Yes.
That's what it's going to sound awesome. Like, I feel like.
Mikey's worst nightmare.
That's my worst nightmare.
The Cluster F.
Yep. It's a Cluster F show. There's a group of listeners that love when the shows are Cluster Fs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm predicting a Cluster F for episode 300, so.
Might have to retweak those dimensions last minute.
Yep. Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to RIP Beer Company, RIIP Beer Company. They're out of Long Beach. Followed me on Instagram. Cheers to I'm Not a Flower 17.
All right.
This young lady is from Florida, and it seems to be she works at Crooked Can Brewing.
Right.
And, you know, because Florida's
only
like...
Does she ever go into Willard? Willard! 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 Willard!
Well, you know, Florida's only like 6 square miles wide.
Yeah.
So everybody knows everybody.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so somebody
over there you can hit a wiffle ball from Tampa and hit Orlando.
There you go. Perfect. That must be true. It's on the internet. And, cheers once again to Raisin to Barrels for the news about the Amazon link.
All right.
Don't forget to do that if you want to donate to them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And There's some cheers in. Cheers, Matt, working the industry job.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else out there in the industry,
yeah.
Working hard. Whether you're bought out or not bought out, you're still working.
That's
you're working
right.
in beer, and it's cool, and it's fun.
Keep your boots shiny.
Yeah. Keep on them boots. Don't keep them steel toes. Gotta have the steel toes.
Yeah.
Can't not have Danger. The steel toes. Might want to have the shank, too.
Danger.
Heel shanks. All a dangerous world this craft beer is. But damn it, it's glorious and fun. And we've had 299 of these.
Holy crap.
Holy crap. Next week we'll have 300. Unless the internet gets shut down. We'll never
then
get to that 300.
Zero.
Yeah. Hopefully the internet will still be up next week.
Would you like to start over? Oh, sure, that sounds good.
Sure. Yeah.
No!
Yep. Yep. You can do that. It's fine. What kind of show would it be? The poop show, I guess.
Ah, there you go. Bringing it back.
Yeah, bringing it back to the Boob Show. Perfectportpod.com. That's all you need to know. See, now you've made me want to go back to the...
Oh, yeah.
The outro, our new outro song.
Our new intro outro.
Whoever next week, you got to participate.
Yes. Save it up.
Saving it up.
You got one more week.
Have a great week. Be safe. Check them dates.
That's way too long.
That's a lot of time in your hands. I'd like to. And afterwards I took a hot shower. But I could tell something was missing. Yes, I could tell something was wrong. Soon the crowd is going back and forth with the arms up in the air.
We have to do what? For how many minutes?
I was moving.